This week in high school sports highlights the return of winter contact sports and some exceptional student athletes in classes C and D. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Michigan High School Athletic Association has selected four student athletes from Class D and six from Class C to receive $1,000 college scholarships through the MHSAA Farm Bureau Insurance Scholar Athlete Program. This is the 32nd year that Farm Bureau has partnered with the MHSAA on this award. In total, 32 student athletes will receive a scholarship, with honorees from Class B being announced on February 16th and Class A on February 23rd. Students applying for the Scholar Athlete Award must carry at least a 3.5 grade point average and have previously won a varsity letter in a sport with an MHSAA postseason tournament. They also submitted essays on the importance of sportsmanship in educational athletics. The 10 from Classes C and D all served as captains on their various teams, and all are great examples of being both an exceptional student and athlete. Congratulations to all scholarship recipients. And to read more about each one, check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the safety measures put in place for competitive cheerleading with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Cheerleaders, usually at the college level, get in the sports headlines whenever an accident occurs causing a serious injury. In Michigan, the sport of competitive cheer doesn't make the news in that regard. Why? Because this sport, created by Michigan schools, has built-in safety guidelines for competition, including the proper matting, rules which prohibit dangerous stunts, and safety judges observing the routines, whose responsibility is to detect, record, and report safety violations when they occur, and to penalize those who commit them. Middle school competitive cheer is more restrictive, allowing the focus to be on the fundamentals that will provide a safe foundation when these athletes transition into high school and beyond. This format is exclusive to Michigan, and just another way that high school sports takes the extra step to make the games our athletes play as safe as they can possibly be.
Thanks, Sam. If you would like to be a referee, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Winter contact sports have been cleared to resume. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services' newest order allowed for girls and boys basketball, ice hockey, wrestling, and competitive cheer to begin practices and competitions with some safety-related restrictions. All wrestlers will be tested for COVID-19 within 24 hours prior to a match and must test negative in order to participate. All tested wrestlers can compete in matches without wearing a mask, but must wear a mask at all other times during meets and practices. All competitive cheerleaders and basketball and hockey players must wear a mask while participating. That's both in matches or games and practices. And they are also encouraged to take part in the rapid testing program, but are not required to do so. Postseason play for these sports are as follows. Ice hockey will have regionals starting on March 15th, with the ice hockey finals on March 27th. Competitive cheer will also have their finals on a busy March 26th and 27th weekend. Team wrestling finals are March 30th, and individual finals will be on April 2nd and 3rd. Girls basketball districts will start on March 22nd, and the finals will be on Friday, April 9th. And boys basketball districts start on March 23rd, and their finals will be on Saturday, April 10th. Information on spectator limits and any changes or updates to current practices can be found at MHSAA.com. Non-contact winter sports have been in action for weeks now and are advancing towards their postseason tournaments. Those are girls and boys skiing with finals on February 22nd, Upper Peninsula swimming and diving for both boys and girls on March 13th, and Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving on March 26th and 27th, girls and boys bowling, which will crown champions on March 26th and 27th, and girls gymnastics, which will also have finals on March 26th and 27th. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.